This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Keep independent voices on air. Support Joy Radiothon 2020. We are you. Head to joy.org.au for more details.
This is Saturday Magazine.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and myself, Tess, and of course, Paul on the panels and
Fiona
at home.
At home. And Macca. We've had our first... Joy Ambassador, one of two this morning, Lord Mayor Sally Cup. Now we have our second Joy Ambassador, one of only two, Peter Hitchener from
Channel 9.
Channel 9. How are you, Pete?
Good morning, Macca. Hello, Taz and Paul. Great to talk to you all. Thank you very much for having me on air. And as I understand it, the donations are rolling in, so congratulations.
They're rolling
and
in
well
now.
Well done.
Now, I can hear you tapping away there in the background, Peter. Are you actually online doing that as we speak, are you?
Well, I am going to. I've just checked with Paul about the best way of doing it, and he said online or on the phone. So
cool.
I shall be doing it online this afternoon.
Great. Great.
And, thank you for your support.
Today's the last day.
It is.
Great pleasure.
Now, where are you, Pete?
I'm out and about. I've just been to the pharmacy.
Yep.
And I'm heading back home very shortly. I'm going to stop and just grab a takeaway coffee.
Yep.
I think these things, some of the things that happen are important, and some of our little daily rituals are important.
They are.
I certainly found coffee and maybe a cup of Russian caravan tea without milk, without sugar, all perfect.
Pans
not
perfect.
Together, of course. No. look, it's great. I'm so pleased that the Radiothon is going so well because an independent media, another independent media source, is very important for the audience, especially at a time like this, when we need curated news, we need it from people we can trust.
Yes.
And we need probably a variety of voices to be heard. And I just think it's terrific. And Joy, of course, has been doing this for as long as I can remember, certainly for many, many years. And more power to Joy and the people who make it work and the people who listen and support the station.
Peter, you sound like you're on the side of a highway.
Are you standing up there showing a bit of leg trying to get a lift?
I'm not quite sure how it's sounding. I'm actually trying to stay out of the rain and just trying to stay quiet. It's just important despite the rain, to show support for friends at a time like this. Let's put it that way.
It is.
I tell you what. Now, here we go. I'll go in here to this little quiet spot.
Ooh.
And we can keep chatting.
Okay.
So how have you both been?
Look, really...
How have you been?
Look, very well.
Really good. This is Tass's second time in the studio.
Out of my house, actually.
Second outing out of his house. So he's in here. But I want to ask you, Pete, so reading the news during COVID-19, and as you know, I watch the Channel 9 news, only out of loyalty to you, I might add.
Thank you.
But, you know, and... You know, I look for little changes of expression and things, which, of course, I'll message you about.
I enjoy very much.
And as well as other messages that we won't talk about. What I'm interested in is that probably...
You're not being inappropriate again, are you, Macca?
No, I'm not. No, far from it. Probably about 80% of the reports that you know, you cover and that you introduce are done by reporters that are out and about, out in the field. Now, that hasn't changed. I'm interested in, you know, so, you know, Tony Jones will be in the studio with you.
Yes.
You know, you have Lavinia doing the weather.
Yes.
So from a visual perspective, it doesn't look any different in reality. What I want to know is, are there fewer people actually in the studio and behind the cameras and stuff than there have been previously?
Yes, the numbers have changed quite significantly, actually. We have separate teams. So the newsroom is divided up into a number of teams now that work a number of days a week, maybe 4 days a week, 4 days on, 4 days off. And that way it means that we are able to cover the story, and if somebody, God forbid, in our team becomes ill, then the news can still be produced and put to air without risking other people's well-being. We maintain distancing from one another in the studio. If you look hard, you can see that that we sit far apart on the desk, at the desk.
Yes.
And if you have a look at, for instance, tomorrow morning, the Sunday footy show, which I enormously enjoy because it's very good fun. Everybody stirs each other up. Tony and the team all sit quite a long way apart, and that's the way it is. I'm not actually allowed into the newsroom anymore. At the moment, until this is over, I'm allowed into my dressing room and the studio, and that's it. So I don't actually get to go into the newsroom. We have our meetings, our editorial meetings and so on, and our briefings. I have several daily briefings from Hugh Nailon, our director of news at 9, and that's done via Zoom or on the phone. So, you know, we maintain contact with each other. I'd also like to just pay tribute to the reporters out in the field. Without really naming any names, they are amazing. And many of them quite young kids, and you think, how on earth can someone of, you know, in their 20s, for instance, be so mature and so capable of bringing stories to us that can be extremely upsetting and confronting. Recent ones, no need to mention what they are because I'm sure you can think of stories that have rocked our community. One of our reporters, well, I will mention one of the names, Mark Santomartino, for instance, was on air that night as the story unfolded and brought us several reports throughout the night. And it was just remarkable. He was able to do it without conveying any emotion about the story because it was what had happened that was important, not what he thought about it. And I just think, oh, they're terrific. I admire them and take my hat off to all of them because they're just really good and especially good in a crisis, which is what we're going through at the moment. So, you know, it may not look different on air, but in fact we are... You know, we're doing quite well, I think.
Peter, we love what you do. We love that you are an anchor for our community. We love that you're an ambassador for this very station. Keep up the great work. Make sure you look after yourself. As Macca says,
stay in, tune in, stay alive. Yes. And then when you finish with, because we're going to go in a sec, Pete, go online and make a donation.
Right. Yep, I shall be doing that. I've already spoke to Paul about that already. Great. And I was going to do it yesterday, and I thought, I'll chat to the boys tomorrow. And
lovely.
Well, here we are.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Peter. Love your work.
And I'll be watching...
Thank you. Back at you, kids.
I'll be watching the news during the week, and please, one thing, Peter, can you please wear pants?
Yes.
Can you please wear pants when you read the news?
It's a promise, I assure you.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Peter.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.